I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Friday, November 17. Coming up, IMF again commends government for commitment to fiscal discipline. Caribbean Maritime University opens Digital Innovation Center, and over 300 nominations sent in for Prime Minister's Youth Awards for Excellence. The news in detail after this message.
Persons living and working in Western Jamaica, do you know what to do if someone dies without making a will, leaving children under 18 years old, land, motor vehicles, and other assets? Do you have an ongoing matter with the Administrator General's Department? Come talk to us on Wednesday, November 29 at our Securing Your Legacy Roadshow from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the National Housing Trust parking lot at 42B Union Street in Montego Bay, St. James. That's the Administrator General's Department. Securing your legacy.
Now the news. IMF Managing Director Christine Lagarde is again commending the government for its commitment to fiscal discipline and economic reform over the past few years. Ms. Lagarde applauded Jamaica for stabilizing the macroeconomic climate, reducing its debt levels, setting fiscal precedents for the rest of the region, and increasing the employment rate.
The performance of the Jamaican economy under successive leadership is no less than remarkable. You know, to have been able to take ownership, embrace discipline for the sake of the country, and when I look at the numbers, which is, you know, as economists, what we eventually have to do, it's really impressive in terms of outcome, determination, both on the fiscal front, on the monetary front, and on the overall perspective of growing the economy in a more inclusive way.
The IMF Managing Director was speaking at a press conference Friday following the conclusion of the 2017 International Monetary Fund High-Level Forum. She says with the economy experiencing more stability, there needs to be sustained focus on efficient public spending and investing in areas which will yield growth. The IMF chief also urged the government to press ahead with a program of public sector modernization and reform. The Caribbean Maritime University CMU has officially opened a new Center for Digital Innovation and Advanced Manufacturing. The center, named in honor of Minister of Science, Energy and Technology Dr. Andrew Wheatley, is home to the most sophisticated fleet of fused deposition modeling 3D printers in Jamaica and will also house research and development on designing and building drone technology and 3D laser scanning.
For the first time in the Caribbean, we have a center that will not only facilitate digital innovations, but will also position us on the cutting edge of industrial development. Underpinning all of this is our thrust towards building a knowledge-based digital society and economy.
Minister of Science, Energy and Technology, Dr. Andrew Wheatley. The Dr. Andrew Wheatley Center for Digital Innovation and Advanced Manufacturing is the first and only innovation center in the English-speaking Caribbean that will facilitate research and development aimed at digital transformation. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is encouraging trade unions and groups representing public sector workers to accept the government's wage offer. The government and the various public sector groups have been meeting over the past few months to secure an agreement for salaries and fringe benefits for the April 2017 to March 2019 period. However, both groups have been unable to reach a settlement.
And I want to use this platform to appeal to the unions to consider the government's offer and to reassure them that the government will always maintain a respectful and collaborative stance in the negotiations.
Prime Minister Holness was speaking at a press conference to mark the conclusion of the 2017 IMF High-Level Forum at Jamaica House this morning. And over 300 applications have been received across 13 categories for the Prime Minister's Youth Awards for Excellence 2017. State Minister in the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information, Floyd Green, says the selection panel had some difficulty shortlisting applicants based on the high quality of applications received.
The next step is that those nominees will be invited to come in and be interviewed. And from that interview, you will then select. And for each area, we have a different panel, which is made up of experts in the various fields. So we have, for example, in technology, we have in leadership, we have in agriculture, and we will pull from both public and private sectors.
Minister Green was speaking in an interview with JIS News. The Prime Minister's Youth Awards for Excellence 2017 will be presented at a ceremony on December 6. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.